Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please rise. Kindly remove your caps and join Pastor Pete Bender as he honors America with our national anthem.
That was Monday night. The Cubs at Wrigley Field were at home against the Astros before the game, and the voice of a Lutheran pastor who is in a clerical collar and wearing a Ron Santo jersey over his clerical garb, singing the national anthem before that game. He's joining us for the last few minutes of Issues Etc. You will recognize him because he's a regular guest here on the program, Pastor Peter Bender, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church and director of the Concordia Catechetical Academy in Sussex, Wisconsin. Peter, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Good to be with you.
It would be a big thrill for anybody to be able to do this, given if they had the proper vocal ability to do this. But this was especially meaningful to you, I understand, because a couple years ago, this would have been impossible, physically impossible, for you to do. Tell us the story.
Yeah, that's actually true. I grew up singing. I mean, my interest in singing came about from my mother's involvement in our church choir, Zion Lutheran Church in McHenry, Illinois, and I used to be in awe of her singing. She actually sang on the radio, WLS Radio, in Chicago back on Sunday mornings decades and decades ago, when they had a Sunday morning gospel hour and so forth. Of course, that was before I was born, but she's been singing all her life. She still sings today and in my church choir, and she's always been a great inspiration to me in my singing. And I went to Concordia River Forest and got a Bachelor of Music Education degree, and my instrument was voice, and I used that as my pre-seminary degree. And I sang throughout high school and college, sang at football games, the national anthem, and so forth. And then I directed choirs all throughout seminary, and most of my time in the 25 years I've been in the parish ministry, I've been the senior choir director for a good chunk of that. But 6 years ago, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it was like I was driving down the road and the steering wheel is disconnected from your front end differential. It was 2006 in April, and I could not control the pitch. I could not control the tone. And by midsummer, I was not able to sing at all. And I didn't feel ill. I didn't feel any differently, except I couldn't sing. And when singing is so much a part of your identity and who you are and what has given you, you know, joy over the years, that was really quite a blow. I don't, I can't tell you what a blow it was. And I went to doctors. I was finally at the Medical College of Wisconsin, and they, head of neurology did an EMG where they stick these needles into your throat and quite without any anesthesia. One of them went in a good inch and a half or better, and they checked the nerve function. And here he said, you have a diminished nerve function on the right postlaryngeal nerve, and that's what's caused your vocal problems, so that the two vocal folds on the left and the right, they don't hit evenly. When the electrical impulses on the left and right are the same, they can vibrate together in sync, and when they're not, they don't want to vibrate in sync, and sometimes they won't even make sound because they're not coming together correctly. So I went through therapy, and it gradually started to come back, and it's only been in the last year and a half that when it's late in the day and I'm warmed up that I feel like I can sing somewhat close to what I used to be able to sing like.
So,
but that's a little bit of the medical background anyway.
So how is it, given that background there, that you found yourself in front of the microphone before that game on Monday night at Wrigley Field?
Well, this year happens to be our 50th anniversary of our congregation, and we've been having events throughout the year, most of them very serious kinds of events like commemorations of baptisms and confirmations. But in August, on the 20th, we had scheduled a tailgating party at Miller Park here in Milwaukee on a day they were playing the Cubs. And we had a big bratwurst tailgating party for about 90 members of the congregation out in the parking lot. And then we all came in and sat in left field bleachers under Bernie Brewer's slide. And in the fifth inning, Josh Vitters, rookie third baseman for the Cubs, hit his first major league home run. And it bounced around in the section right next to ours. And one of our members, George Kaminsky, snatched that ball and immediately gave it to me. And knowing what a diehard Cub fan I am, and so I'm showing off the ball, and then the security guard came down and said, "Sir, can you come with me, please?" And some of my members actually thought I was being ejected from the ball game. But he took me back to meet with a Cubs personnel who said, "We'd very much like to get this ball back and for Josh Vitters, and is there something we could do for you?" And it just came into my head. I said, "Well, you know, what I would really like... I would really like to sing the national anthem at Wrigley Field." And his jaw dropped, and he says, "Wow, I have never had a request like that before." And he said, I can't promise you, I don't make those decisions, but I will guarantee you, send me a tape, I will personally take it to the person who makes these decisions, and we'll see. I said, I don't guarantee it'll be this year. I said, "Oh, next season would be fine." And it was about the second week of September that I got an email. "Reverend Bender, we would very much like to have you sing on October 1st. We have that date open." And they gave us four tickets for me, my wife, and a couple of my sons were able to come. And free parking down there at Wrigley Field, which is always at a premium. And so that's how it came about.
My biggest – I would never do this, but – my biggest concern, were I to do it, would be forgetting the words, as so many, so very talented people have done when given the opportunity to sing our nation's national anthem in front of a crowd.
I have sung the anthem at some other events, I mean, like 10 years ago and 20 and so forth. And there's a few people realize that there are four stanzas to the national anthem. And the one that we always get sung is the first stanza. But the fourth stanza, if I can remember it, is, "O thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolations. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave." And actually, the first take I did with my son to do a recording for the Cubs, I started out on verse 1, and I ended on verse 4. And I said, "Whoops, Andrew, I messed that up." And he said, "Yeah, I caught that." But yes, when you've got other words running, rattling around in your head, and I did not bring the words out with me for this. So.
With only about 20 seconds, will there be a sequel to that performance?
Well, I'll tell you, I rather doubt it. Although I told the Cubs in a thank you email to them, I said, I really appreciated the opportunity, and thank you very much for your most generous hospitality. I said, and if the Cubs are in a pennant race in August playing the Cardinals at Wrigley Field before 42,000 fans, you can always call on me.
That would be the dream of every Cubs fan, I imagine. Pastor Peter Bender is pastor of Peace Lutheran Church and director of the Concordia Catechetical Academy in Sussex, Wisconsin, holds the distinction of singing the national anthem on Monday night at Wrigley Field, as I guess we could probably call them one of the – they're all diehard fans when they're Cubs fans. They're all
Absolutely.
Diehard fans. You can watch the video of Pastor Bender singing the national anthem at Wrigley Field under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Peter, thank you again. Great job, by the way.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on the historic liturgy. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest. We're going to talk about the hymn of the day and the other hymns that fall within the divine service. Also tomorrow, we'll review the movie Looper. Pastor Jonathan Fisk will be our guest. On Friday, we're going to discuss the biblical theme of being robed or clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ that is found in the Old Testament and the New Testament and all throughout the Bible, this notion of being covered in Christ's righteousness that so many find so very comforting. It's not something that Luther made up. It's not something that's found only in the great hymns of the church. It is something that the Bible teaches and teaches in great depth, and we'll talk about that Friday on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Coming Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 3 in the afternoon Central Time on November 2nd through 3 in the afternoon Central on November 3rd. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.